uncovering atrocities in Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The bodies of at least 9 people who appear to have been executed have been found in the streets of a suburb of Kyiv. Officials say a couple of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. The bodies discovered as Russian forces withdraw from the region.
Men and women, their bodies tangled in downed wires, innocent civilians laying in front of their homes or next to cars that are seemingly stopped in the middle of the street. The city is also littered with left behind military equipment mixed with the rubble of blown up buildings.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Britain's foreign secretary says attacks against civilians must be investigated as war crimes. From coast to coast, out of control spring break partying. Multiple arrests were made this weekend in Santa Barbara, California, during an unsanctioned gathering known as Deltopia.
Thousands of partygoers overloading streets, balconies, and homes. At the peak of chaos, Santa Barbara Fire Department declared it a multi-casualty incident with reports of everything from broken bones to drug and alcohol overdoses.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Police in Miami Beach have also struggled to control rowdy crowds. The title game of the NCAA men's basketball tournament comes down to Kansas and North Carolina. Kansas topped Villanova last night 81-65, and Duke lost to North Carolina 81-77. Not the outcome Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski had hoped for.
The fairy tale ride for the Tar Heels continues. And Coach K's legendary career has come to a close.
The game on CBS, the final, is tomorrow night in New Orleans. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A visit to Ukraine's capital could be in the cards for Pope Francis as he continues to condemn what he calls a savage war.
The Pope railed against the war in Ukraine, specifically Russian President Vladimir Putin, although not by name. He referred to Putin as, quote, some potentate who had unleashed the threat of nuclear war on the world in a, quote, infantile and destructive aggression. This during a trip to the island nation of Malta. Francis has avoided referring to Russia or Putin by name, but Saturday's remarks marked a new level of outrage for the Pope. He told reporters that a possible visit to Kyiv was on the table, but nothing confirmed yet. The mayor of the Ukrainian capital had invited Francis to come as a messenger of peace along with other religious figures. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
The war in Ukraine is casting a shadow over the Muslim holy month of Ramadan that got underway this weekend. With food prices skyrocketing, many Muslims already dealing with poverty and displacement are wondering where their next meals will come from. Ukraine and Russia account for a third of global wheat and barley exports. Later this month, we should learn what kind of punishment, if any, actor Will Smith will receive from the Academy of Motion Pictures for slapping Chris Rock on stage during the Oscars. On Friday, Smith took it upon himself to resign from the Academy, which means he'll no longer be a voting member.
In a statement, Smith announced his resignation and called his action shocking, painful, and inexcusable. He said, quote, I have directly responded to the Academy's disciplinary hearing notice, and I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. Change takes time, and I'm committed to doing the work to ensure that I never again allow violence to overtake reason. In a statement, the Academy's president said they accept Smith's resignation.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.